Marjorie Taylor Greene warns summer of jihad ahead as leftist pro-Palestinian protests escalate, Antifa is back. By Joshua Klein on May 7, 2024. A summer of jihad awaits the United States as a result of escalating anti-Israel protests financed by the same people who funded BLM riots, according to Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. She warned Monday Antifa is back and now supports Hamas and is prepared to declare jihad. The comments come in response to a viral clip posted by the Sharian Collective group on Monday evening, which depicts a pro-Palestinian crowd in New York City threatening to escalate their activities. "It is the time to escalate," a speaker chants as the crowd repeats mechanically. "Whatever you have, wherever you are, join us. Because this is the time to escalate." The video was later shared by conservative journalist Ian Miles Chung, who highlighted the calls for a massive escalation in violence, as he suggested a summer of love 2.0 is imminent. The phrase is a reference to the violent riots that spread throughout the U.S. after the death of George Floyd in 2020. The unrest led to demands to defund and abolish police departments and left cities in shambles, with billions in damages due to arson, looting and vandalism, all backed by radical left groups such as BLM and Antifa. The chaos also saw several deaths as well as the defacing of public monuments. In response to the clip, GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene warned of a looming summer of jihad. "People claim this is hurting Biden, but will it hurt him by November? After all, it's the same playbook and timing as 2020 funded by Biden's biggest donors," she argued, adding that it seems as though they have a plan to help the Democrat president. As reported by Breitbart News, research by NGO Monitor and others into the donors behind the pro-Palestinian anti-Semitic protests on university campuses across the nation has turned up familiar names from the Democratic Party bankroll, including George Soros' Open Society Foundations and other liberal philanthropies. Greene had previously suggested that the same people who funded and organized Antifa and BLM protests and riots are likely the ones funding the current disturbances on campuses. She has also warned that Antifa is back. Only this time they support Hamas and are prepared to declare jihad. The matter comes as anti-Israel protests and encampments, which started at Columbia University last month, have spread to several other universities in recent days, including Yale, MIT, Princeton, Harvard, UCLA, and George Washington University. Despite suspensions and arrests, new encampments continue to emerge. The protesters have various demands such as urging universities to divest from Israeli companies, sever academic ties with Israeli universities, call for a ceasefire favoring Hamas, and grant amnesty to students sanctioned due to their involvement in the protests. Additional demands include the defunding of campus police and reparations. Students re-raise American flag taken down by anti-Israel protesters at University of North Carolina. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei lauded the campus protests last week, particularly praising the chants against Israel and America, while depicting the radical demonstrations sweeping the country as a form of victory for the Islamic regime over the ruined Western democracies. The protests are in response to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza following the October 7 massacre, whereby the terrorist group perpetrated the deadliest attack against Jewish people since the Nazi Holocaust. The massacre saw the torture, rape, execution, immolation, and abduction of hundreds of Israeli civilians, as well as widespread Palestinian support for it. The Iranian proxy Islamist terrorist organization targeted attendees at a music festival and those in southern Israeli towns, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. The massacre resulted in terrorists killing approximately 1,200 people and wounding over 5,300, with at least 242 hostages taken, more than half of whom still remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Following the massacre, Greene declared that we stand with our great friend and ally Israel as they declare war against Islamic terrorists. Free Palestine, Harvard pro-Palestinian protest amplified in Harvard Yard. Make no mistake, this is Islam's holy war and their ultimate goal is to wipe out all of Israel. America will not allow it, she proclaimed. She also described Hamas as completely evil and worse than animals, insisting that anyone that is pro-Palestinian is pro-Hamas. Last week, Green praised former President Donald Trump after he accused the radical left lunatics of causing chaos at the country's colleges and universities in order to distract Americans from the border. Previously, she trolled demonstrators at a Free Palestine march in Columbia, South Carolina, by handing out Trump 2024 campaign signs. She also called for a Palestinian activist who expressed support for Hamas to be flown to the front lines in Gaza and join Hamas instead of having Americans paying off her student loan debts. In addition, she expressed hope that every pro-Hamas student that walks out of their classes today protesting against Israel gets a failing grade, while calling to defund all colleges and universities that promote these anti-Semitic protests. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.